Inkyard Press and Harper Audio present The Library of Lost Things by Laura Taylor Namy, performed by Brittany Presley. 1. Unwelcome Mat. Let her cover the mark as she will. The pang of it will be always in her heart. Nathaniel Hawthorne, The Scarlet Letter. I'd read enough stories to know how they worked. You had your faraway settings and swoon-worthy characters. Extra points for tossing in a manic pixie dream girl or stubbly-faced bad boy. Great books give us spine-tingling plots or twists that reach right into your lungs and snatch your next breath. I knew about those. I knew about stories. Enough to realize I was sitting in the middle of one and already hated the ending. Why does San Diego insist on forgetting September's supposed to be chilly? My best friend Marisol asked. Fall means boots and scarves and sweaters, not tank tops. Ugh, fix it. Just when I'm all out of weather wands and genie lamps. There was no weight in my words. I watched the painters taping and spraying my apartment building with new storm gray paint. Darcy? I blinked myself back to her, smiling, turning worries into daydreams. And my friend was right. We were wilting with the sweltering afternoon. Our shaded courtyard table belonged to all of the tenants at 316 Hoover Avenue, but Marisol and I spent more time here than anyone else. Three benches curved like melon slices around a pedestal base. We hogged them all, scattering our lives across the chipped mosaic tile top. We rarely hung out inside my apartment, whether my mother was home or not. I grabbed another handful of popcorn, just as Mrs. Newsom appeared in the doorway to Unit 15B with her white poodle, Peaches. 4 o'clock, I told Marisol, and tipped my chin. On the dot and caftan ready. The entire complex could set their clocks by my neighbor and her floral print house dresses. As she locked the door, a bird swooped low across the landing. My eyes snapped to Peaches jerking away from her owner, dragging her leash toward the staircase. I'll get her, Mrs. Newsom, I yelled, leaping up from the bench. I managed to swoop up Peaches from the bottom step.
Thank you, Darcy, my neighbor called. I'll be right down.
Dreamy-eyed, Marisol reached out and plunked the panting dog onto her lap. Even a runaway pup didn't stop Mrs. Newsom from doing what she always did. Her feet crossed the landing, and just as she reached my apartment, her steps slowed. She'd never want to be accused of snooping, but she still raised the brim of her straw hat to peer into my unit's front window. Maybe today the curtains wouldn't be so tightly drawn. Maybe this morning my mom had left a crack in the blinds. Not today. Not ever. I reached over and scratched Peaches behind one ear, knowing full well it wasn't just her owner who wondered about my apartment. About why we never propped open our door in the summer, like the other tenants. Did they also wonder why our doorway looked different? Missing potted plants and a pretty welcome mat, but rarely brown shipping boxes. Marisol sighed, flicking one fingernail under the poodle's white chin and snuggling her close.
I need another dog, one like this little boo.
Right, I said on a short laugh, picturing her four siblings and two German shepherds. Your house is just begging for one more thing with a heartbeat.
Afternoon, girls.
Mrs. Newsom flopped down next to us, helping herself to popcorn. I slid the bag closer. Have at it, lady.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Mrs. Newsom gestured across the U-shaped courtyard to the units already covered with fresh, new gray. She grabbed Peaches from Marisol and set her on the ground.
You stay now.
And to us.
24 years I've lived with that putrid green. Who knows how many more if it wasn't for Mr. Hodge finally selling the building. Only 1 month and new paint already.
Have you and your mama met Thomas?
Not yet. I fanned myself with my English notebook.
Well, he's awful nice. A go-getter, too. Not like that good-for-nothing nephew Mr. Hodge had managing for-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?